It's not as dire as feared. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But Russian forces do now control a nuclear plant in Ukraine after an attack that killed three Ukrainian soldiers.
If there is an explosion, that's the end for everyone. The end for Europe. The evacuation of Europe.
That's Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading for more help. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has an update on that plant, Europe's largest, live.
Dave, the International Atomic Energy Agency says the fire at that nuclear plant in the south of Ukraine has been put out. A Russian attack resulted in damage to the compartment auxiliary buildings for reactor unit 1. The state nuclear regulatory inspector said that while Russian troops had seized the plant, it was still being operated by Ukrainians. President Biden has since spoken with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who'd called this nuclear attack potentially the end of Europe. The U.S. activated its nuclear incident response team, though higher radiation levels were not detected at this plant. U.S. Secretary Jennifer Granholm said she spoke to her Ukrainian counterpart, who said the reactors are protected and being shut down, Dave.
And Jessica, this says Russia keeps bombarding other cities and Ukrainians keep fighting back.
Officials in President Zelensky's government and their claims are being backed up by some reports in some parts of Russian media are saying that they have killed a top Russian general. We cannot confirm those reports, and certainly there is nothing official from the Russians on it.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Brussels for talks.
We seek no conflict, but if conflict comes to us, we're ready for it, and we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
He'll visit six countries in 6 days. The conflict keeps costing us at the pump. Surging oil this week has gas up 11 cents today alone. AAA says national average for regulars $3.84 per gallon. In Pakistan, a bombing at a mosque killed 45 people during Friday prayers. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia's president remains defiant, even as his invasion of Ukraine is condemned worldwide.
Our officers, our soldiers are fighting in Ukraine for Russia.
And Vladimir Zelensky told people there in a televised address the special operation is going according to plan.
Vladimir Putin isn't speaking to many Western leaders, but he is still holding occasional phone calls with France's President Emmanuel Macron. In a bleak assessment of their latest conversation, a French official says Putin insisted that if Ukraine's disarmament cannot be reached diplomatically, he would carry on attacking. The official said there was nothing reassuring in what Putin had to say and that he was determined to continue the invasion. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There's other news out of France, where, like the U.S., COVID restrictions are being dropped as cases fall.
French officials Thursday announced that people will no longer have to show proof of COVID vaccination to access venues like sports stadiums starting March 14th. That's good news for Novak Djokovic. The 20-time Grand Slam tennis champion was waiting to see France's steps regarding this mandate and now will be allowed entry into the country and Roland Garros to compete in the French Open in May. Djokovic, a 2-time French Open champ, told the BBC last month he was willing to miss Grand Slam tournaments if vaccination was required. This comes after he was deported from Australia in January following a legal battle over whether he should be allowed to enter the country, forcing him to miss the Australian Open. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Next hour, we'll get an update on the economy. Economists expect 440,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate may have ticked down from 4%.
Given the tight labor market, economists will be closely watching to see how businesses have had to raise pay to attract and keep workers and how many people are coming off the sidelines and into the workforce. Workers are using their leverage to hop from job to job, with the number of people quitting jobs remaining high at over 4 million a month for the entire second half of 2021.
That's Hillary Barsky. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.